Well, are you ready for the big feast today?
The big feast? Is that the October 10th feast?
I know, right. Love to prepare for by stuffing the beaver and cooking it with some poutine. In fact, you may stuff the beaver with some poutine.
It's Canadian Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You could have done better.
Okay. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
May they rest in
peace.
You are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
guys?
Oh,
you big fat thing, you. Be careful. Be careful. The inappropriate touching is coming from within the house.
No, that's already happened. Well, hello, everyone. And welcome welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 10th of October, 2022.
10-10 and listening in.
In the exhausted year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LeVetria Parton. I am your host, the one who honored the orange hat, Mr. Larry H. Bader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R. Mm. Even when I'm exhausted, he can't get it right, which that's no surprise. Mm-mm. Poor Noah. Mm-mm. Joining me today, as usual, is the man in red.
The jar.
The jar is here, but also Big Fatty. That's the same shirt you had on yesterday.
Yeah, it's the one that says, "That's too much bacon."
It looks like it's got some bacon stains on it.
Well, it probably does, but this is my lounge wear. I also have on my see-through pants.
Yeah,
I'll change before you come over.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so yeah, everyone, it's been a busy week, y'all. It was
busy.
Almost like a Christmas special, but
you
y'all
know
was,
who that? You know who made that saying famous?
I don't remember because I haven't slept in 3 days. But please tell me.
Yeah, that was Billy DeWolf.
I was
the
just
magician
that too,
on Frosty the Snowman. Busy.
Like I said, almost like a Christmas special. But yes. I did know that much.
I wonder if the old gal ever met him.
Yeah, I know. So it was a busy week at the coal mine. And
was it?
It was, and you were there for part of it. Now, did you tell the story on your Monday little show? I don't know. I don't want to repeat.
Depends on which story.
Well, y'all, it was. What do we call this week? I forgot what the name is.
We
for this
called
week.
It a very important week at the coal mine.
Right. But y'all, part of the little event.
It was basically invasion of the helicopters.
It's more of a helicopter trade show. So you can see all the models, figure out which ones.
Right.
But in the middle
the jar's looking at you like, I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about.
And he can hear both sides of it too. He has an ear pod.
I know.
In. But y'all, we honored the orange hat during this. As in the actual orange hat, McFaddy's father hat. Yeah.
Yes, I did mention that part on the little show.
It was big doings and it was all the people. And, it's not my job, but I was in charge of it nonetheless.
By the way, I also mentioned that the jar accompanied me.
And breaking news, he still likes me, so it must not have been that bad. Okay.
But I also described him as, well, if people saw the jar with Big Fatty, they might think he was my grandson, but, you know, I'm a big old Bobo honker, so I don't have a grandson.
Right. Well, that was the best part, is that, there were a lot of like, who was that with McFarty? Who was that with McFarty? And y'all, I wasn't anywhere. I mean, I was close by and I could see them, but I could not speak to them because, you know, I was very important, quite honestly.
Well,
and Big Fatty and the Jar were honored guests. And I was
honored guest. We were the HGs.
Yeah.
I believe we even got a special escort out.
You did get an escort out.
Made and it wasn't because nervous. There was anything inappropriate. It was just over.
Right. Okay. Right.
I'm sorry. We're going to have to escort y'all out.
Right. You've shut your pants, sir. Please come right this way, sir. Right this way. Y'all, I taught the coal miners right this way, madam. I said, now, when you see a lady coming, and you need to point her to her seat, you just say, right this way, madam.
Is that why they said that to the Jar?
Well, I know they are special. The man bun probably did confuse them, but
very confusing.
Big Fatty and the Jar were sitting out there in the audience, third row center, watching and listening. And then they realized they were going to have to sit for another hour and a half. Now the two of you rode in the car together. I have not heard much about what the conversation was like. You've both been pretty quiet. Now, both of you told me a little bit, but I mean, it was a lot of time in the car and sitting next to each other before the event.
Well, I was mainly giving directions because, you know, that's what the old people do.
Right. But now the Jar did drive you, correct?
He was driven. Well, no, he was not. I was driven.
Right.
I was Miss Daisy. And he drove me.
Okay. Well, I told him that was the safest bet.
He has no idea what that reference is.
He hasn't ever seen that movie.
No idea. Mm-mm.
Jessica Tandy. Yeah. Morgan Freeman. Anyway. Driving Miss Daisy. But yeah, so y'all went down. He doesn't watch the movies, we've
nothing.
Discovered.
He's got nothing.
He's got nothing.
I don't like the movies.
Yeah. So,
What about the Pwn? Does he like the Pwn?
I don't know. Do you want to talk about that?
What are you asking me if I like?
Do you like porn?
The Pwn.
It depends, yeah.
What's your favorite kind of porn?
Do you want me to be serious?
Yeah.
Sure. Gangbang porn.
Oh.
That's my go-to.
Okay.
I just learned something new, so there you go.
There you have it.
Well, last night we were looking for
a gangbang?
Y'all, so Friday was exhausting, and we had big plans, the Jar and I. And I swung by the Jar shelf,
Taco
if you
Bell?
Will. No, I swung by the Jar shelf, and we walked over to a local brewery. And I was cranky, and I knew I was cranky. And I saw the prices for the food on the menu, and I just couldn't stomach a $20 Hamburglar. And so we said, okay, we'll have a couple beers, and then we'll go get Chinese food, because, you know.
So you had two $10 beers.
Right. They were $7.50. Okay. Yeah, they were ridiculously overpriced. It was fun. It was good. It was outdoors. Well, kind of. The doors were up. We couldn't sit outside. There were too many children, but there was live music, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know, when you go to a bar, it's never good when there's too many children at the bar.
Well, it was a brewery, and it was the outdoors. They weren't inside. Although the Jar has learned what I think about children lately. But y'all, we went back to the Jar shelf, but we had to go back because, one, I don't remember. Oh, we were going to drive to get the Chinese because it's like two blocks. So we had to go in. Y'all, the Chinese place closed at 8:30 and it was 9 o'clock. And could you
Is a fat person to do?
Jar, could you please explain what happened next?
I mean, so like it was a whole dilemma. Basically, it was about 45, maybe an hour later that we've been looking at Grubhub. We've been scouring all of the websites and trying to find something. And finally, we're going to order Domino's. We finally made a decision. It took maybe 10 different places of looking at menus and trying to figure out what we want.
What was open?
Well, there were a couple breweries still open that, like, just a couple little niche spots.
I hear some of them have $20 hamburgers.
Exactly.
That was one of the places that was open.
Right.
Well, come to find out, we ended up about to order Domino's, and then And then it would have gotten too cold by the time it got to us. So
then this happened. Y'all, I fell asleep. For 4 hours, right? Wasn't it like a 4-hour nap?
Yeah. That's what happens when you date the elderly.
Right, right. And so...
I was asleep.
Yeah, he was asleep too. Don't let him fool you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, snoring away. Yeah, I don't think either one of us moved for 40 minutes.
He can't hear me, but does he snore? Like a freight train.
No, he doesn't snore.
So you snore for the two of you.
Yeah, exactly. He snores when he falls.
You're the
asleep.
Freight train, so does that mean that he's the hobo riding the freight? Oh, never mind. I'm sorry, that was
inappropriate. Yeah. But anyway, y'all, it was a Mr. Vader night if ever there was one. I was too grumpy to eat.
Y'all, you know that he was grumpy if he was too grumpy to eat.
Mm-hmm. Now, last night, however, we ate. Big Fatty, this has you written all over it. Y'all,
now, you told me y'all were going to go to some hootenanny bar, wine bar or something.
So we went to this place called Uncork. Thanks to...
Which is what I refer to as the turlet.
Right, right. So thanks to the jar, there was a gift certificate involved.
Oh, well, you know, it's always nice when there's a coupon involved.
Right. And y'all, I figured out the game... 10 minutes in? Yeah, it took about 10 minutes for me to figure out what the deal was. So you go in and you give them your charger plate and they give you an RFID card and then, or just a credit card style thing. And then they have all like 40 wines and dispensers and you just go up, put your card in and press the button for how much you want and it charges you. Well, I had just ordered the $17 half glass of my favorite, Justin Isosceles, when Lorena, the waitress, came by and said, we've got a whole bottle of that in the back. And I said, well, how much is it? Oh, and she, you know, tapped away. It's $65, y'all. A full glass was $35. So, and at
That's
Total
how
Wine,
they get you.
At Total Wine, a bottle is $85. It's actually cheaper to go there and buy the wine and just buy the wine. And so if I'd known that the jar would like it, we'd probably just gotten a bottle. But anyway, we had a few glasses of wine, not too much. We had some meatballs too. And also
of course you did.
And some goat cheese. Some whipped goat cheese. But then
of course there was some goat cheese.
Yeah,
the
but
greatest
it wasn't
of all time cheese.
Right. But it wasn't a lot of food, but turns out it was more food than we thought it was, because then we walked across the street and y'all, we were downtown in the entertainment district, and some people have figured out that the jar is a couple of years younger than me, but
years
but
decades.
It was real young down there, and it was
now, is this
he's
upper
falling
King
down
Street?
On the bed. Yeah, it's the entertainment district. Yeah.
Okay.
So, y'all, I insisted that I take the jar to a place called Juanita Greenberg's Nacho Royale. Now, that's a...
Well, fine dining.
Uh-huh. Y'all, we both ordered food. He had the Nachos Royale, and I just had the veggie nachos. How would you describe...
Oh, you know what? Wait a minute. Let me just say this. Mm-hmm. You ain't fooling nobody ordering, I'm going to have the veggie nachos.
How would you describe the food that came out, jar?
Like very like minimum quality, but like the quantity was very much there.
Like how much? When I said I ordered the nachos, what was the quantity?
I would say at least twice the size of your head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
wow,
a whole bag
that
of
is big.
It was a whole bag of Tostitos.
Yeah.
plus 500 pounds of toppings. So anyway,
it's the grin doctor going off. Brr, watch.
Brr, so yeah, y'all, it was enormous. But then we could not finish it all, and so then we got an Uber.
Words that I never thought would come out of your mouth.
I mean, we would have kept going, but we were going out. So Cubby. Then we got we walked past the Dudley Do-Rights.
Oh.
I thought I had convinced the jar that Miss Brooke Collins performed it like after midnight. It was just too late. Of course, she was performing at 8:30. And so I lost. But we did not go in. We kept on going to a pickup spot and jumped in an Uber. And y'all, what was his name?
Emerson.
And his Toyota Corolla drove us to the mill. But y'all, Emerson, he was kind of cute in a thin Middle Eastern big beard sort of way.
Oh.
Spanish? Yeah. Was he? I thought, I couldn't see. I was drunk. But like, it was,
you
like
know, the old people, they're all Mexican.
Right, right. But y'all, Emerson had the Thumpa Thumpa music on. And when I say the Thumpa Thumpa music, I mean, we heard him coming. Like, and I was like, I like house music, so I had to lie. But y'all, Emerson, well, I don't know what he was doing.
Did he put the pedal to the metal?
Yes, except we turned. Now, from, we got picked up on Meeting Street right outside of the Dudley Do-Rights, right there at the loop-de-loop at the visitor center garage, right? Mm-hmm. I said, that'll be easy. Yeah. He can pull in.
Right there. I'm right there.
Spin around. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't there with you.
But. Thank God. Because it was a Toyota Corolla, you couldn't have fit in the back with us. I mean,
well,
you've met
not
us
after those vegetable nachos.
They had squash on them; they're very healthy. And then, yeah, we didn't know that either. But I was like, "That's squash." But y'all, Emerson, we're going up Meeting Street, and we're going to the mill right there in the circle, right there by the Fat Cave or the Fat Villa, rather.
Right.
Y'all, we got on I-26.
Oh.
Now, Meeting Street splits into Sproul and Meeting. Sproul is at the intersection of the mill. At Sproul and Montague. So it was a straight shot, but we got on the interstate.
Well, kind of, yeah.
And then we took the Bainbridge connector exit for the port. And then I'm trying to comfort Jar in the backseat. I'm like, no, it definitely connects. Y'all, I didn't know where that road went. Then we weren't on a road. We hit gravel. And then we came to, somehow we ended up on the Old Navy base where there was a concert. So then we're stuck in that. And we're like, hi. Like, as we drive by, you know, everyone's waiting on an Uber. But we were just sitting in traffic to sit in traffic. And then he dropped us off at the mill. It was lovely.
And what time of night was the mill?
We got there about 9. Sure. Yeah,
that's
probably
too
about
early.
Nine.
I've been told that's too early.
It got really busy. We left at 11:30. Yeah, we didn't stay long. We just had a couple of beers, and it was quite the crowd. There was something for everyone. Let's just say,
was it a more homosexual crowd?
I'd say 60% homosexual, probably, maybe 70%. I don't know, because some people,
based on weight or a number of people.
Well, if we're basing it on weight,
80% homosexual.
Yeah, probably. The group next to us was quite the loud mix, but I think they were all homosexual. Well, that one shirt said that he was a gay homosexual, actually on the shirt, didn't it? Yeah. So but we weren't inside. So we were just sitting out back under the shed by the oyster table. So I don't know.
I didn't know there was a back.
Oh yeah. That's the best part of it is it's outdoors. There's more outdoor space than there is indoor space.
Well, there's not much indoors.
No. There's not back. And we're sitting out there, and y'all, it was rowdy out there, just rowdy. And there were all the different types of people, from the really gay to the really frat boy to the, I thought they were stoners, but then we're not really sure what they were doing. So we're not really sure, like, groups. And then we went through, and the inside was full of delicious people too. But y'all, we left and we went on back to the jar shelf. And then,
did you take the Uber back there too?
No, we walked. It was 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Yeah, it's 15. And we both had on our walking shoes, you know.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Didn't have on your heels.
But we made some friends along the way, or a friend from Seattle. Yeah, I heard some clunking behind us, and I turned around, and y'all, it was some man from Seattle with a mullet and a stash. And
Did he come back to the shelf?
No. Although I did tell the jar earlier.
Because,
today,
you know, I understand that groups
right,
are very popular.
Right. No, I did tell the jar today. I was like, you know, he's kind of delicious. But then the jar said no. It's like, I mean, I it was pitch black dark. And we were walking in the middle of the street because the jar's
It was a full moon.
Well, but they're trees. So, yeah, we were walking in the middle of the street because the Jars neighbors don't take care of their sidewalks. So they're death traps. So and then we were going to watch TV, but I think we fell asleep. So that was my weekend. Whew, it's been
now,
a lot.
How was the beach on Sunday?
We did not go to the beach, but the Jar had his very first something. Jar, do you want to tell Big Friday what you had for lunch?
Oh,
yeah. So I had Southern Cobb salad today, which is just a Cobb salad with like 1,000 more calories added onto it.
Yeah, we went to the Publix, to the Von's East.
Right.
And he had his very first Southern Cobb salad.
Uh-huh.
And enjoyed
it. Didn't have the fried chicken.
No, we didn't have the fried chicken because, yeah, I know, we forgot about it, really. But we just wanted a sandwich because we were going to go eat at this park. And we just wanted a sandwich, and we went into, like, Subway, and it was too busy. So there's a Publix next door, and so we just walked in, and they had the salads, and they were on sale. So we got Southern Cobb and a Boar's Head Bold Chef, which is my favorite. And we went and sat in a little park and had a little lunch, like Archer and the husband. There were no bells ringing. There were just children bicycling by.
Bells ringing.
Yeah, then we left there, and I gave the Jar a tour of that side of North Charleston, and then we took a nap, or we tried to take a nap. So,
in the park?
No, we can't. Here. Oh. Because we're both tired, okay. But yeah. Anyway, so that was the weekend. That was how exciting was that, everyone?
This is
normally where we jump to voicemails, voice letters.
Well, let's get right to it then.
Still no voice letters. Now you can send those.
However,
to
we do have some breaking news.
Breaking news.
Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee.
Is he dead?
Nope, not okay. Dead, but he shit the bed. That's exactly what his butt pucker sounded like.
Right. Now, was he alone in bed when he shit the bed? Because that's what
really?
We need. I know.
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's the only game we're going to play. It's the game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. I tell you if they're dead or alive. And, of course, the easy part, who they are, why you know them. The Jar's going to play along because he's going to know all these, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth. He is a musician. He is alive still. And he is Van Halen? No, Eddie Van Halen's Van Halen. David Lee Roth is, I don't know which one of those. Classic.
He was in Van Halen.
Okay.
And known for Just a Gigolo.
Got it. Remember that band that was playing in Subway?
I ain't got nobody. Yeah.
There was a band playing in Subway today when we walked out because the line was too long, and he was like, "This shit music." So that was the same music. That's who it was. Okay. Oh, okay. Next. Yep.
Well, and he is alive.
Yeah. Barely.
Ben Crump.
Ben Crump is alive.
Uh-huh. And we would know him from?
He was on one of those evening quiz programs, and I don't remember which one it was, but it was one of those back in the 90s, and he was a host of one of those quiz programs.
Ben Crump, host of the 1990s quiz programs. Mm-hmm. Ben Crump is indeed alive, and he is an attorney. Represented Breonna Taylor's family and folks like that. So.
Okay, perfect.
Ben Vereen. It's Ben Day.
Apparently. Ben Vereen. Ben Vereen is my friend Ron Vereen's brother, but also he is alive.
And we would know him from?
Ooh. We would know him from... the local news, actually. He is an evening anchor. I believe it's on the Live 5 News with the Weather Rat. Is that it?
Ben Vereen is indeed alive, but He is an American actor and dancer. He was in Pippin and all those kinds of shows. Have we got time for one last one?
We, in fact, have time for at least one more. Yes, that went very
well. I only have one more.
Okay, well, then there you go.
Helen Hayes.
Well, dead. Dead is a doornail.
Okay, Helen Hayes is dead.
Wife of past United States of These Here Americas President Rutherford B. Hayes. So
good old Ruff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is that what you called him when you were in school together?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Hey, unless, you know, it was, you know, like we were, like in the locker room, just, it's just B.
Ah. Yeah.
Helen Hayes is indeed dead. She was an American actress. She was in Caesar and Cleopatra. And she was the first female to earn an EGOT.
Oh, wow. And that is, do you remember?
That is an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Wow, it's impressive that you could figure that out. I know, I forget you like all that, but yeah.
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 So.
The jar is just like, yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. He's
over there saying, I got nothing.
Right, he's like, I'm just going
to
drink
some water.
Can
y'all hurry up and finish this shit?
Right. He wanted to be here for this.
Oh.
Like, he asked to be here, so... I said,
last time
course.
He'll make that mistake.
Right, right. Well, y'all, as soon as we wrap this up, we're going to get our pants on and we are off to, we're off to Brick Fridays, y'all, cause we're going to do a little electrical work. Cause you know, the jar is an electrician.
Oh, are you now?
Oh yeah. 100%. Y'all, Big Fatty called me and he's like, do you think the jar could help me change out an outlet? And I said,
no.
Do you think I can't
said,
do it?
Can you or the jar help me do that?
And I said, yes.
I had no idea that he knew electricity.
He doesn't. But he watched a YouTube
y'all,
video.
This may be the last appearance of both Vader and the jar.
Right.
Because they will have been electrocuted.
Right. No, we won't be electrocuted. But we're going to do that. But y'all, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Y'all, I'm going to Mississippi on Tuesday.
With a banjo on your knee?
That's Alabama. But I'm going to Mississippi Tuesday.
Are you going to see Jeremiah?
I did send him a message. Y'all, Jeremiah is on the TikTok. And
can you put a link to his TikTok in the show notes?
I will try. I'm sure you can do that. But y'all, I followed him on the TikTok.
I don't know how to do it.
I know you don't. Y'all, Jeremiah is on the TikTok. He's giving you the gas reports, vaccination reports, the politics reports. Y'all, it's like he never left calling in to the BFO with the gas reports.
Yes.
So
yes.
I will put a link to Jeremiah's TikTok down there in the show notes.
The jar on the TikTok?
Yeah, the jar's on the TikTok.
Oh, maybe you could put a link to his TikTok.
Well, I don't think he posts. Yeah, he doesn't post TikToks. No, he doesn't post them. He just watches them like I do.
I didn't know maybe he got only
Okay. I don't think you got to know the jar at all while you were with him on Friday. So, but anyway, I know. Poor Big Friday. He don't know what the TikTok is, but y'all, anyway, I'm going to be in Biloxi.
People go on there and they dance and stuff.
So I'm going to be in the Biloxi on Tuesday and the Jackson, Mississippi on Wednesday.
Now,
if you're in the area,
you have the blues while you're in Biloxi.
I guess that's why they call it the blues. Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. And, so, yeah. Lorena will be there with me. So, my coworker Lorena. So, of course, I'll be behaving. But, y'all, they're putting me in a cage. I'm on Cage Fight on Tuesday.
What?
You heard me. You knew that, didn't you? Yeah, you did. You knew that. I told you that. Anyway.
Are you fighting Lorena?
That would be... That's not the person in the office I'd like to fight, but...
Oh,
okay. No, no.
Oh, did you tell the jar that that was the wrong person that he thought?
Oh, yeah, that was not the red cunt. Same name, same color hair, but not the right one.
So...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there are two. Except that one's lovely. So anyway, all right, speaking of cunts...
Speaking of red cunts... First of all, I'm not sure what would be red other than maybe the face from, you know, the lack of lack of an acorn stair lift.
Chair at chin sweat.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Ooh. Podcasting Network.
No.
Ooh.
Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Red cunt.
Oh, there he is.